Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
If we Christians would strive to inculcate the great messages of 1 John, we would all live closer to our Lord and to each other. John continually emphasizes God's love for man and our love for each other. Please listen to a few verses from this beautiful little book. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him." 1 John 3:1. "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of God dwell in him?" 1 John 3:16-17. Our text for today reads, "If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us." 1 John 4:12. Do you want God to dwell in you? Do you desire above all else to dwell in God? The books of John and 1 John have much to say on these topics. In fact, these two books use the word dwell, meno in the Greek, more than 60 times. John uses the word more than all other New Testament writers combined. Sometimes the Greek is translated abide, remain, tarry, and continue. Does it matter if God dwells in us? Can we be saved if He does not dwell in us? How can we know if God dwells in us? If we love one another, God dwells in us. 1 John 4:12. John asks, "But whoso has this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how does the love of God dwell in him?" 1 John 3:17. "And we have known and believed the love God has to us. God is love. And he who dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." 1 John 4:16. Is it important that we dwell in God? Can we be saved if we do not dwell in him? Please take note of these verses from 1 John. "He who says he abides or dwells in him ought himself to walk, even as he walked." 1 John 2:6. "Little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." 1 John 2:28. "Hereby we know that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit." 1 John 4:13. There is much more in 1 John about the need for God to dwell in us and for us to dwell in Him. But let us take note of another part of the verse I am examining with you. If we love God, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. 1 John 4:12. The word perfected has been the occasion of some confusion. Does it mean that we can achieve perfection in our service to God and to others? Let me say it as emphatically as I am able. The word perfect in the Bible never means flawless. The word simply means complete. Dr. Hugo McCord translates the Greek, "His love is made complete in us." R.C.H. Lenski's commentary, The Interpretation of First and Second Epistles of Peter, the Three Epistles of John, and the Epistle of Jude, translates the Greek, "His love has been brought to its goal in us." Page 504. Roy Lanier's commentary on the Epistles of John observes, "When we love the brethren, God's love has reached its intended goal in our lives. It is not a claim of perfect or flawless love. It only proves that God's influence in our lives is not demonstrated well until we learn to love our brethren. If our love is characterized by continual conflict and anger toward brethren, we are not among those who evidence God's instructions." Page 149. May God help us to love Him with all our strength and our minds, and to love one another as ourselves. Thank you, and may God bless you.